Yeah, having been with the right Latino. Imagine getting head while in the hospital bed.
Mm-hmm. Bucket list. Check mark.
She comes in, she's like, I'm sorry, papi. And then, I didn't mean to hit you with the car. Dando vueltas por la city, con mi canción en la bocina, que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme. Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on Patreon.
You guys get an extra episode every single Friday. Don't forget to subscribe to YouTube.
No, c'est fucked up ça. Moi aussi, j'étais, je trouvais qu'il y a une... Why yeah, did I speak French?
I don't know.
the note was wrong.
Why?
Yeah. He said B3. He said B3 and you didn't say anything.
What?
See? This is mean. Because you always say some shit to us. You didn't say anything. Diss him right now.
I haven't had that issue yet.
Yeah, I usually always say something to him because he's always the one who messes up.
You.
Yeah.
You see?
Why has this come back to me?
Exactly.
He fucked up.
No, he's the one who fucked up.
Wow, that's gaslighting.
No, I'm not gaslighting.
But you said
anything.
B3 also. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, don't forget to subscribe to the new YouTube channel.
B3.
That's crazy.
It's whatever.
Yo, they ruined. Oh, you know, wait. Scooby-Doo gang.
Oh, yeah.
Daphne.
Velma.
Velma can get it.
Velma.
Yo, you know when it's Halloween and the girls are dressing as Velma? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the other day we had a little stop and stop. We had a little bromance moment. We all watched a movie together. Yeah, we're allowed. It's 2024. We all watched a movie together. We watched the movie The Last Samurai.
Yeah.
And it's a 2.5-hour movie, right? So, mind you, we lasted all the way to like 2 hours and 15 minutes. And for some reason, Matt decides to get up and walk away.
That was crazy.
There's 15 minutes left to the movie. And Matt, he gets up, starts cleaning the house. It's like the best part where everyone's, spoiler alert, everyone's dying.
Yeah, that's why I left.
You were too sad?
I don't like this type of ending.
Why?
Like that everyone just dies on a field with honor and they go run and then all the horses dying and it's just everyone dies.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Why?
Because it's so stupid.
Why?
Because it's like not smart. Like
it's not about being smart.
I know. It's about honor and everything. Whatever he told me. He asked me twice.
What did you tell him?
He told me.
I said it's about honor. It's about dying for
No, cause. Before you say... You don't want to cry, Matt? This is like the most beautiful thing ever.
It was a beautiful ass movie.
It really was beautiful.
It is about honor, though.
It's about
honor. I
it's
know
about
it is.
It's about being dying. Selfless.
I know.
It's about dying, you know, it's like zombie apocalypse moment? You know, like if we were all in a zombie apocalypse, like would you not sacrifice yourself for like the sake of us?
Yeah, but now
you see?
They won. They didn't do anything at the end. They just died.
They did. It ended up changing dying. How the emperor saw the samurai and actually he decided to kick out the Western people and keep Japan within Japan.
Dying meant was a powerful message.
Exactly. Mm. So you just left and didn't like...
You see, you didn't even catch it. In the last 15 minutes, you would have understood everything.
Yeah. And you would have known that there was more than one samurai.
Oh. Too bad, I guess.
You had a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Will I get pissed?
It depends. I have a lot of things that we can do. But we're going to start with a normal question.
Hmm.
It's question of the week. You are offered $100 million.
I'm sucking it.
That's crazy.
For you and your whole family to watch your entire life with
everyone catches, everyone gets $1 million, $100 million.
No, you're getting you're getting $100 million for you and your whole family to watch your
entire. So every
I finish and you will understand your entire life with every single detail on TV. So you'll get $100 million if you sit with your family and your family can watch your entire life with every single detail.
Of everything that happened during my life?
Yes. On TV. Like
can't,
as a movie.
Can't do it.
Would you do it?
Nope.
$100 mil?
Yeah.
I would.
Wait, everything? Yeah.
Everything?
I wouldn't. And you shouldn't.
honestly, I'm... Does it count though?
Oh my God. Wait. No, y'all shouldn't.
No, you guys
shouldn't. Pause. I'm half white, half black. So half of my family is really open-minded, and the other one will judge me to the rest of my life. So, can I choose? If I watch it with if I watch it with my white family, no problem, no issue. They'll just laugh. It's the with my family. Black family, is the end of the world.
Whole family. Mm-hmm.
You should rethink. You guys about your should. My family, too. No, my family is pretty open minded. Because I'm thinking about like, what's the craziest thing that like I've done?
Walking away from a threesome.
Okay, I'm just gonna say for both of you guys, I'm gonna say it. Sherbrooke.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Actually, wait, no, we can though.
We can. It's just fucked up, but we can't. But it's not fucked up, but it is like.
It was for a greater cause.
Yes.
It was for a greater cause. Speaking in codes.
Yo.
It was for a greater cause.
All right. Nah,
hell no.
So we're going to play a little game. I absolutely love this game. So it's green flag, but red flag. Can you get past it? So I'm going to tell you a green flag of a girl, but she has a red flag. And you're like, well, that's the red flag. Can I get past it and keep the green
flag? If she has a green, like this good green flag.
Yeah. So green flag of that girl, the communication is on point.
Nice.
But she's a narcissistic.
Fuck her.
Oh, my days.
Oh. Mm. It's okay.
What?
No. No.
This is the sign of someone who's never dealt with a narcissist.
Yeah. That means she really loves herself, and it's worse than that.
Every single thing is about her.
Yeah.
So she is really good at communicating, but she will only communicate and listen to her point of view. Yeah. Like
she likes to debate and
It's like let's say I'm having an argument with you, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I decide to like I'm telling you my point of view, but when it's time for you to express your point of view, I don't give a fuck because I only care about how I feel. Right? So it's communicating. I'm communicating what I feel to you, but what you like feel.
So she's never wrong. Me.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
So Sergio.
It's fine. Say.
at least they know. You know, a narcissist would be like, you have a family member that dies, and she'll be like, yeah, I remember when my grandpa passed away.
Yeah, that's a narcissist. That's
yeah, that'd be annoying.
Yeah, or like everyone is sad about someone, and they'll like, do something for people to like watch you instead.
Yeah, like, she's like the spotlight. Yes. Like, I'm just a sad
all the
character.
Time. All the time.
She's like the main character.
Think of it as if you were dating Kanye West.
Okay, I'm a sidekick.
So would you do it or not? Pass or no?
Can pass.
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 No, pass.
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 Hard
pass.
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 Yeah, for sure.
Pass. Pass. Same.
You go, queen.
Green flag. They respect your boundaries.
You like?
Red flag. Lack of empathy and gaslighting.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Not pass, bro.
That's like dating Matt.
What the fuck? I have empathy. What the hell?
No, you let join the last samurai, bro.
For real.
No,
I like the gaslight.
He didn't say anything about the guy. At least he just said
the empathy part.
Yeah, he said, I have empathy.
I just said I have empathy. Do gaslight to a certain extent.
Certain extent.
Would I?
Shush it.
I can't. You guys know that empathy is on the top of my list. I can't. That's my standard.
Yeah. So pass, no pass?
Pass.
I would pass 100%.
Same. They're respectful of other people. Green flag. But red flag. But when she talks to you, she calls you bro at every end of sentence.
Oh my.
Oh, that's fine. That's funny. She's like, oh, I'm so hungry, bro.
Yeah, everything. Wow. Bro.
I love you, bro.
I love you.
I think I'd be able to like look over like look past it, but it would piss me off.
What's the green flag again?
They're respectful of others.
Yeah.
It's just bro.
I was in a relationship for 6 years with someone like that.
She was calling you bro?
Oh, bro on every single shit.
Bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, all right, bro. Shit, ski.
No, it's fine.
So, fine. Fine for me. Fine. Yeah. Not fine.
Is she thick?
I mean, that's your girl. I'm guessing you choose your, you know.
So it's fine.
Fine? All right. Green flag. Their health and finance are in order, so everything is good, right? Red flag. Anger management issues.
Nope.
No.
Pass.
Hard pass.
Thank you, next.
Hard pass, bro.
That's spicy. It's caliente.
I can deal with it.
I can deal with it.
Yeah.
That'd be funny because I'm so nonchalant. So I'm like, where you mad?
I have anger issues, so we're going to be two.
No, you don't.
You don't. I used to
have. Used to have. Yeah, and you saw the worst of it, apparently.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I did. But like now it's not even close to what it was before.
Yeah, now I'm really chilling. But like, I don't know if she's. Less,
wait.
We'll cut this part.
No, I don't want to edit.
You don't
want to
cut?
I don't want to edit.
Someone that brought me back to that very close, remember, came for 4 days.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the person. She can bring me back to having anger issues.
Damn.
Like crazy. Didn't have it for years and brought me back in within 4 days.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine somebody takes you out of rehab.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
He didn't get to what I was talking about.
I was thinking, I was like, okay, yeah. Bro, no.
Getting
no,
crazy.
I get it.
Vein popping off my head. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, I remember. That was a terrible. Yo, Matt would go in the living room and just sit on the fucking couch.
And just stare at the ceiling.
I was like, how the fuck, man? Okay. So pass.
Yeah.
I can do it too.
Yeah, I guess. It's not that. It's fine. You go get Matt.
Green flag. They make time for you. Red flag. She tells everyone your secrets.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
Hell of fucking pass, bro.
Hell no.
Okay. It's just...
That's crazy.
Yo, that's insane.
I feel insulted as if like, it actually happened.
Yeah. Why would it happen? Hate someone like that?
I think I know your answer. And then we're all probably going to have the same answer. Their words match their actions. Hmm. That's the green flag.
Okay. Oh, I like that. Okay, no, this is really good.
Okay.
No, this is good.
Red flag. Constant jealousy, and she's heavily possessive.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can do
right?
that.
What's your answer?
Jesus Christ, bro.
I knew they're going to say, yeah, it's chilling.
You know why? Because they just described the Latina.
Facts.
I get it, but like...
Fuck.
It's just kind of like
I can't
chill out
for your wife. Like that's her only red flags.
Like she's possessive as fuck and she's jealous as fuck.
I can't. I'm sorry, Pat.
When we say as fuck, it's like I can't go out.
Did it say as fuck?
I can't go to any boys' night.
No, you can. You just have to put like you just might like fight.
Yeah, every time that you go out, whatever. Every time you go out the door, she goes, where are you going? But why? Why are you putting perfume? Why are you getting ready to go see your boys?
The thing is, I'm just going to laugh. I'll be like, I'm going with the boys. I'm going to laugh and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you get mad, but like...
I'm the same as you, but I can't deal with it.
Like, it's not... When it's not even gaslight.
Yeah. You would be different.
You would gaslight.
Yeah. He would laugh it off. You would gaslight.
What would I do? What would I say?
You would literally say, why? Are you jealous?
Yeah.
And then after we'd get a text in the group chat, and he would say, "My bad, Lagos, for bus out there."
Who me? Me never. I'm on. Oh, I'm here, fam. I'm for sure going out. Yeah. No, there's no way. Okay. Green flag. They pay attention to the little things.
Mm.
Red flag. Name calling while fighting.
Name calling?
No, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. No, I'll break up with you so fast.
No.
Imagine if you're so fighting fast. And she's like, "Shut the fuck up, nigga." That's crazy.
Nah, that's insane, bro.
That's crazy.
Name calling, I can't.
And imagine if she's like, white.
And she's
yeah, no, that's crazier. But even if she's black, and she goes, it's, "Shut the fuck up, nigger."
Wow,
the hard ER.
Yeah,
hard
but ER she's black crazy. Though. She's black.
Yeah, but
even that feel
I think
weird.
Anything
that
is weird. Like,
yeah.
Shut up, bitch. She calls me bitch.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucked up. That's rude.
So?
Oh my God.
Nah,
no, what was the green flag?
They pay attention to the little things.
Not obviously to
my
the
little thing
for some fucking reason.
The red flags outweigh the green flags by far.
Yo, for real.
I mean, if she's going to give you the little massages and the back scratches,
don't
you
care.
Need,
yeah, she's going to massage me while calling me a bitch.
You like that fucking bitch?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm no. good, bro. I'm so good.
I feel like Mitchell would get hard.
No.
100% no, he would.
Turn me off.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, would you call me?
Say that again?
Yeah.
Nah, for sure he'd like that.
Yeah, of course. He's going to turn it into like a fucking role play, sex
50
play,
Shades
shit play, motherfucking play, thingy, woohoo. You know
what you do? You'd be like, oh, you want to talk to me like that? He'll go in the room, come back, and get knives or some shit.
Yeah, he's going to get like some fucked up toys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like this.
You want to play?
Huh? I see what you mean.
You guys know what the fuck I mean.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
No, honestly, though, that's the only way that we would get to knife play.
I understand. I mean,
like,
I
can't bring myself to there, but like if a girl like starts to crank it up, then I'll be okay.
Now we're talking business. That's your thing, boy.
Okay, next one. I really like this one. You find yourself laughing and smiling a lot in a relationship. That's the green flag. Red flag. She just left a serious relationship of 5 years, 1 week before you.
No.
Ooh.
Okay, you know what? No, that was too fast of a no. That was too fast of a no. I think
5 years, a week ago, bro.
Yeah, but you think about girls. Like, imagine if she checked out, like, you know, a year ago. You know, like, the relationship's been bad for a year.
But the thing is that she doesn't, even if she checked out a year ago, she didn't have the time to heal in 1 week, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like I would say it would be a soft no, like a no, not for now.
It would be like a no, but I wouldn't drop you right away.
Exactly.
I would still entertain you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was 6 years for 4 days. Not that bad.
Yeah. And where did that bring you?
No, not me.
Oh.
Her.
Oh.
6 years for 4 days.
Hey, man.
Damn.
We've all been there.
Damn.
We've all been there. May was what? The day after? When? See, Carl is the one who knows.
Oh, you? I was shook. I was like, that quick?
The day
was
after.
It the day after or the day after that?
Yo,
like
something
this,
like
the
that.
The third day.
I learned.
Meeting another guy?
She went to the gym with another guy.
I was working.
It's like cheating twice.
For sure she fucked him. Dredd had 6'5".
Yeah, 100%.
1,000%.
100%.
Oh, no. The way they walked in, they were comfortable. Yeah. There was no new thing.
He was ugly as shit.
Was he? Was like, did she hit leg day?
It was no new thing.
Did she hit like this?
She did probably, but he didn't.
She didn't?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't? Because I'm about to say, if she didn't, that means that they did like they together.
Cardio. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
Hey, man. Happens to the best of us, yo.
No, it doesn't.
it's just the two of us, man.
Yeah, me was juring.
Oh, wait, you too.
Damn.
It's the two of us. Just the two of us.
Yeah, but I left after. You stayed.
I like to see things through.
Clearly, she does too.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh my Lord. All right, next one. Last one. Green flag. You can be with yourself with her. You can be yourself with her. Red flag. It's her way or the highway.
Wow. Her way or the highway.
What is this? Green flag, red flag, Latina edition?
I can't. You know what's crazy? Injustice. He made a couple calls about Latinas within the last couple podcasts. If I say one shit, I'm done.
Because what I say, they don't deny it. I just so happen to like it.
Oh. I just say I don't like it for my personal preference and I'm getting fucking shit on.
Yes, because I like it. Like the whole story about the guy caught in his girl cheating and she decides to run him over.
Yeah.
I find that exciting. You find that crazy. Carl likes that too.
That's crazy.
I just dodged the car. I said it.
Thank you.
Wee, miss me.
Respectfully, that's actually crazy still.
Okay, so I'm not alone on my
phone. No. That was crazy. You find her cheating and she drives. Yo, relax.
Mm-hmm. You find her cheating on you?
You already broke my heart. Now you're going to break my legs? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Dodged the car.
And at the end, you're going to be at the hospital dying and she'll be like, pendejo, that's your fault.
But think about the makeup sex afterwards.
Yes. Huh?
But think about the makeup sex after.
There's no amount of makeup.
I can't. My legs are not working anymore.
The makeup head could be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, with the right Latina. Imagine getting head while in the hospital bed.
Mm-hmm. Bucket list. Check mark.
She comes in. She's like, I'm sorry, papi. And then, I didn't mean to hit you with the car.
Oh my god.
But then she would have gaslighted. She would have been like, you should have jumped out of the way. Did you guys just moan at the same time?
Shut up.
You just synchronized moan.
Synchronized moan.
All right.
He said injustice.
Next subject.
For real, though. This is
injustice. I just thought about it, too. Injustice.
It is injustice. Because I'm getting called out, bro. This is crazy. All right. So I saw this video about girls saying, be honest, what makes a man instantly attractive? Instantly. And it has nothing to do with, like, necessarily, like, body or whatever, okay?
This is what girls say?
Yeah, girls say. So, note, again, this is not us. This is a girl. Everything that's been written, it's a girl. I think you didn't hear me. It's a girl. It's a girl. Thank you. Number one, and this has been written 100 times. And I think it's the most attractive thing for a woman, I guess. Emotion intelligence.
Hmm.
Oh,
classic. Slash him being smarter than me. That's like the thing that for girls is like the most attractive thing.
Emotional intelligence, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Number two, smells good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
So, guys, smell good.
Yeah. Right? Soap isn't enough.
You know?
Get yourself some perfume.
And also like the thing here, the other one. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta get your perfume from Dossier.co, by the way. Are you okay? Did we miss a joke?
I fucked up the way I said deodorant.
What do you say?
Is it deodorant? Deodorant?
Deodorant.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Okay, whatever. Three, which is pretty interesting, doesn't have anger issues.
What do you mean, pretty interesting?
I'm pretty sure that's normal.
Pretty interesting.
But pretty interesting in a way, like, to write that. Like, I would expect, like, the smell good, blah, 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 design a third, but just doesn't have anger issues. How do you know? Like, you start dating a guy and then end up knowing if he has anger issues or not.
Well, let's say that you're driving to the restaurant and he's, like, road raging.
No, that's not true. I road rage a lot.
On a date?
Yeah. Absolutely. I tell him, yeah, 1,000%. It sets the mood. I'm like, by the way, I'm going to tell him right now, I road rage a lot. And I'm super comfortable. And I just, and they're like, haha, you're so funny. But I'm actually mad as shit. I'm not funny. They piss
me off. A girl to write that have anger issues out of everything, like number three doesn't have.
I mean, I think it's a standard.
No, it is a standard, but it means that most guys have anger issues. Yes. Right? Yeah, to be number three. That's what I meant.
A lot of guys lack emotional intelligence, therefore.
So work on your emotional intelligence, boy. Number four, open-minded.
Mm.
Really good.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Number five.
Pie.
Number five, voice and the way he speaks.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Oh my god, bro.
Voice, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, you have, like, a big, brolic, like, dude, and he talks like the emperor in The Last Samurai.
How you doing today?
That should kill me.
Yo, he's
stupid. Thank you very much.
Yeah, his voice was really fucking...
He's supposed to be an emperor of all Japan.
Yeah. But he was a teenager, bro, so whatever.
Yeah.
But I get it.
And the way he speaks.
You have a nice voice.
Thanks. Is that the moment we kiss?
No.
The way he speaks, I agree. I feel like you need to have your way around with words.
You have to be like sophisticated, like vocabulary.
Exactly.
You know what's fucking me up? Like crazy? Franglish.
Franglish?
Franglish. The fact that we Franglish all day when I want to just speak one language, like just French, I cannot speak. Same thing for English. I cannot speak.
I understand. Yeah,
so annoying.
The words crisscross.
Something happened to me yesterday, actually, and it was kind of like fucked up, where I was on my live and then they were asking me for something and I was trying to explain something, but the word, I was like, I don't know the word in English. Mm-hmm. And then I eventually found the word in English and then everybody was saying, oh, tell us what it is in French.
It's happening right now.
Exactly. what it is in French. And then I completely forgot the word in French a second later. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And I just said, you know what? I'm going to drop it. I'll find it. Yo, I just said, fuck
for
it.
For real. Six, clean nails.
Mm, definitely. 100%. I'm surprised that's not higher up.
Manny Petty.
I was, side note. Never mind.
No, you have
to start. Nothing. It's not that deep. I was going to say that I was supposed to go have a manicure appointment today. That's all.
Oh, okay.
But run out of time. I do pedicures pre and post soccer season. Like before the season starts, I'll do it. And then when the season's over, I'll do it.
Makes sense.
Fair enough.
Pedicures are so fun, bro.
Did you do one when we were in Spain?
No.
Or was it just me? You watched? Mm-hmm.
Not
in yeah. I was like, no. Number seven, when he's politically aware.
Mm. Oh yeah,
I guess that's what girls like.
I mean, I think that's valid. I mean, I think I like someone who knows what's going on in the world is pretty like attractive.
Okay, fair enough.
Like imagine like you're trying to have a conversation about like current world events, and the girl's just like, "Oh, I had no idea," or "I don't really pay attention to those things." In my mind, it's like, where are you,
what do you
putting
watch?
Your attention on? Mm-hmm. Happy Gilmore Girls? I mean, not happy, just Gilmore Girls?
Kim Kardashian.
Stuff like that. Something just not as serious as...
Like, imagine she doesn't know about, like, the war situations, but she knows, like, everything that's happening in, like, with Hollywood.
And the TV show.
Right? Yeah.
Kardashians.
No, it's no bueno.
Kardashian did that yesterday. With
She went to the grocery store.
She came out with a new makeup line.
No, I can't.
But she's also like, wait, Croatia's a country?
No, I can't. Mino can't.
Yeah,
Mino
can't. Mino can't, I can't, bro. Mino like, it's can't. Giving me the ick instantly.
Yeah.
Like, instantly.
I get it.
Like, the thing you said, like, oh, Argentina, where is that? Is that in Europe? Is Europe a country, no?
Bro.
I like, instantly, like, like there's something more like...
That's such an American thing, though.
Yeah. No.
I really see it in the States.
I think it's... So the reason why I don't think it is because the videos that you see are like purely for entertainment. So they only show you like the... But outside, like let's say if they take 100 people, it's probably like 15 who can't get the answers right.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So
I'm pretty sure it's like that for sure. Number eight. I'm going to fuck up the word. I'm probably going to get dissed.
Academically?
Yeah. Academically smart.
Really?
Yeah.
So y'all school smart?
No, yeah, hold on. They need to figure this shit out, okay? Because nerds weren't cool before.
Mm.
But now apparently we're cool.
Mm.
So what's happening?
Because we're not in the 2000s anymore.
Okay, but figure that shit out, bro. If he's book smart, you better give him some respect, yo.
Give him apparently it's nice.
Give him some head too.
While he's reading a book.
That's what I'm saying.
At the library.
Seriously, stimulate two types. Wait,
you dropped out.
Two types of brain.
No.
Yes.
Well, are
you going back?
Out. I could.
So did I, but I'm not.
Everybody could. We all dropped out.
We're not academically smart then, I guess.
Huh?
That's not true.
I'm no, because we're all like hobby smart.
I'm academically
smart. Not academically smart.
I am.
Respectfully, my grades are like 90s up, bro.
Yeah.
In what world?
And what I can show you, the paper, bro.
We went to school together. Please tell me what. It's not every single grade.
I graduated. The only
science, not math, not.
Yes, science. I had math also. My science class, I graduated 96%.
Oh my lord! Math never. History, French. I'm giving you that,
bro. History actually is the one I failed. History Sec 3 was the one I failed. Okay. French was the other one that I failed. Afterwards, every other, I can literally show you the paper tonight if you
want. It's not that deep, but still, I don't, for my souvenir, no, but.
Listen, it's because, you know, we were having fun and everything, and afterwards when I moved, I changed schools. I had to focus, so.
I'm just lazy.
Yeah, I'm just a nerd. Like, I'm not academically smart, I'm just a nerd.
I get what you mean.
I'm not book smart, though. In the sense that, like...
What is going on?
Hey, you said the same thing he just said.
Didn't he just say he's academically smart? He got 96?
In a sense, like, for example, the way that I, like, receive information is that I would never...
Are you good at school? That's the question.
Yes, but I would never study. Like, I'll go to class, listen, and then I'll be able to answer every question.
Yeah, that's just the details.
But, like, I can't, like, for example, sitting down and studying, I can't. I fall asleep.
I mean, listen, the only person who's academically smart here is Matt because he's the only one with a degree.
Facts.
Anyways, number nine, he's nice to his mother.
Mm. Oh, I mean,
yeah. Why is that so low?
I don't know. I don't think it's like
in order.
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
it's just I know like so emotional intelligence was like every single girl was writing this mm-hmm. and then another one.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of girls base the importance of that on how the man treats his mother because mm-hmm. that's like a spitting image of how she thinks he's gonna treat her.
Mm. Basically
the sentence I just said by the way made no sense
but
I,
no, we all I understood.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Thank yeah. you. See, this is true friend.
Well, I 2 weeks ago I had this conversation with my mom and she was just like we're talking about how it is important of the image because my mom saw a certain I'm snitching myself here.
I was just about to say what are you doing? Ah!
Next.
He's his own op.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
But because I wanted to explain a point, but whatever. It's not that deep. Yeah. Number 10. Doesn't follow random girls on social media.
This is really good.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
No, I expect it. What? I don't follow random girls.
I don't follow random girls Facts. Either.
I really don't follow random girls. Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're laughing and I don't even know why I'm laughing. I just look at you like this. But no, for real though, is that a thing now? Hmm. Like just like not yeah.
A lot of guys if you go through their following, they're following random girls.
Yeah. Girl from
IG models
that are not even following them back. So yeah. they're just bare random.
I heard that that's even more ick. Like when they follow girls, they don't even follow them back.
I think that's insane.
Yeah, that's weird. It's unfollow.
It's kind of concerning that social media has like taken such a toll on like even our dating life like that, bro.
But it is. Social we spoke media, about it. Yeah. It is. Instagram, no, it's a dating app. Dating app.
Yeah. It is. IG is a dating app for sure.
I do understand why it is that deep now. Like if it's an app that no one used, like it's not like if you. I'll give you an example. Let's say I start dating a girl and she goes, "Why didn't you change the? Come on up, it's on Facebook like your status mm-hmm. to, in a relationship like." Who the fuck still use Facebook? That's like not that deep.
Facebook?
But like Instagram, everyone uses that. Yeah. So like if the things that you move with Instagram, then maybe, yeah, a little bit.
You know what I hate the most and people should get banned for doing this on Instagram is in your bio, if you put like a lock with your man's or your lady's initials, mm-hmm. you deserve to get banned.
Yo,
I used to have that.
But you deserve to get banned.
It doesn't surprise me.
I would have reported you. As a friend, I would have reported you.
I could see you doing shit like that.
Oh, no, I didn't have a lock.
You have the
date. No, I imagine him putting the initials and then like this emoji.
No, that's crazy.
Do you have the date?
Yeah, dates is crazy.
I had the first letter of her name with like a star next to it.
Oh, wow. You were in love.
I was in love, bro.
You was.
And I was cheating. Mm. I'm sorry. Good, happy thoughts.
That's fucked up.
He's laughing. It's okay, Bello. You're allowed to laugh at my pain.
Imagining all the initials, wedding rings, dates,
everything. Yeah. Dates is crazy because dates. I think that the person died.
Oh, the dates.
Yeah, if I see a date, I feel like it's somebody who died.
Yeah, I want to say something.
Say it.
But like,
say it,
bro.
Bro, I see shit to get canceled all the time. So you better come on the boat with me, bro.
Yeah, we've already been on the boat.
Not him. He was.
I was here.
He welcomed you guys. Yes. Was
facts.
But what I was Carl was the one.
I was there.
Is that sometimes like I see people? I feel so bad saying this. God, please. I see people putting like the people that they lost mm-hmm. in their bios, mm-hmm. and I'm like, you have like 5-6 names. And I'm like, I don't know who's the op, but. He's winning, bro. He's winning that war.
Wait, what? Like, I'm not sure to understand. What do you
see? I would have never said that.
you see what I'm saying? No, man,
I don't understand what you say. Honestly, I don't understand.
So Matt doesn't understand movies and
no, man. You know what? Leave it at that. I'm gonna leave it to I don't understand. Based on the reaction,
I was about to explain it.
No, based on your reaction, it's just better off that we move on the subject.
But hold on that note, you know what else gives me the ick?
What?
Well, not the ick, but I'm like also like, why? When people post like stories at a funeral.
Yeah, what the? That is true.
And that's the reason why I'm like, bro, it's kind of weird to even have the thing in your bio also.
Okay, I get.
Or sometimes people will take pictures like post funeral, like in their suits and shit with their homies.
Yeah.
And like, put that as a post.
And like, rip caption is like rip.
Or yeah, yeah, like yeah. Something like what?
Because I don't know how you can take something that's like so valuable as someone's life and then make it into like something to bring attention.
It's not even your that's moment. Why, like, it's not even like about you.
And that's why I'm like, yo, having like 12 people's like that passed away in your bio is like.
Okay, so you're not dropping that example, are we? Okay.
No, I'm just saying, like, keep it to yourself. It doesn't have to be for the world to see.
You know, another thing that gives me the ick, I don't know if, listen.
Think.
No, I can say it's not that deep. I generally, I don't give a fuck. When someone gets, like, murder a lot of people, a lot of shit. No, I'm going to say it. Kill a whole bunch of people, get arrested, and then people just post story, free my boy. I'm like, listen, buddy, like, he just killed 12 people, man. I think it's pretty normal if he gets arrested.
There's no free.
Like, I get it's your bro, but, like, your bro is...
And there's that one guy that posts a story, he didn't do it.
Yeah, like, it's like...
Said, buddy.
Sometimes I'm like, what the hell? Like, bro, respectfully, bro, the guy is a criminal. Just, I know it's your bro, but, like, free bands, free...
That's the thing, dude. The whole Instagram thing changed people's mentality, bro.
Fuck, man.
We're insensitive to everything now. It's so, like...
Sensitive sad. Or insensitive?
Insensitive.
Yeah, we're not sensitive to anything anymore. That's the way I put it for you to understand. We're no longer...
No, I agree. No. It's just because I feel like we're even more sensitive because of social media. Because all the little things, we're doing a big deal out of nothing without even thinking twice.
I see what
Like,
you
everything
mean.
Is, like, surface... And we're overthinking every single thing. So in my head, we're more sensitive. That's why I was like, you know what I mean?
I see what you mean, but, and I understand your point because it's valid. The reason, like, what I'm trying to say is that when I say insensitive, is like we see so many things happening constantly around us. For example, like you see, if you eat pizza every day, right? Then eventually, like, you eating pizza is not going to be, like, the first time you're like, oh, this is so good. And then afterwards you eat it 20 times, you're like, yo, you know? So it's kind of.
I get what you mean, but it was a bad example.
You get so accustomed of seeing certain things that you're no longer sensitive to them.
I would rather use an example like war, maybe like videos of
pizza. No, okay.
But I get where you are.
I didn't want to use that example. I understand, but
clearly you did.
No, I didn't want to use that example because war, to me at least, is something that's still very serious. So that's why I didn't want to take it like.
But for some people, like, they see it so much that they don't even react to it anymore. Like, they just see the videos and they just scroll. So I get what you mean. Okay, next.
I get it.
Number 11. When he knows how to handle critical situations smoothly, it says, .. I'll be on my knees, sir.
What?
Yeah, valid.
I can do that.
Get on your knees?
No.
Yeah, very valid.
Yeah.
If, like, something is happening and you can deal with it like that, not stressed.
Can I insist? I know we spoke about it a long time ago, but...
Why are you laughing at?
I'm thinking of something else. It's not the same
because
thing.
It's just funny because there was an instance when we were all in Mexico, the whole situation with getting pulled over and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yo, I swear, and it doesn't happen all the time, okay? He's not. Matt is a very manly man. But in this circumstance, I swear to God, I felt that Matt was my girlfriend. Because he was panicking with reason, right? And I was trying to handle the situation, right? And I swear to God, from my peripheral, I just see Matt going batshit crazy. He's going, like, around the car, trying to talk to the officer, speaking broken English and Spanish or whatever. And he keeps coming around to me to try to be like, yo, like, what's going on? And I'm trying to keep my composure.
Yeah.
I don't want us to get arrested.
Yeah.
So... Matt, for that instance, was...
To be fair, I was panicking because I couldn't understand.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, my Lord. So that's why I was going to search. Tell me what's happening. And this guy wants to keep his composure so he doesn't fucking acknowledge me. He completely ignores me. So I'm even more panicking because I'm like, I'm getting ignored from everyone. And I just have this little loco comes to me and he's like, oh, you today, you're going inside, my friend. Yesterday, you did this, you do it. You smashed the carb in front of you and you, the girl here. No. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I hear them, yes, and I'm like, Sergio, can you translate what the fuck is going on? And then Sergio's talking, nah, broski.
Imagine if the, at the end of the situation, I would have been like, Matt, it's okay. Like, just trust me. Everything's going to be fine. And then they end up taking him away.
Oh my god. I meant it was gonna be fine for me. Like, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Oh my god. Nah, I would have panicked if I don't understand anything.
You would have passed out.
Yeah.
I think you would have combusted. Just like fairy dust.
Fuck. All right, I have one last one. If he makes himself clear that he wants you and show real effort. See, I don't agree with this.
So he doesn't play games.
Yeah. Why?
I don't agree with this.
No, he doesn't play games.
You're the epitome of that.
No, because this only applies for girls, for a guy that the girl like. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you're a fucking psychopath. Yeah. You are an harceleur. You're all this thing.
A simp.
A all simp of yeah. all that. Thanks. So it only applies if the girl likes this guy. Mm.
That's facts.
Do you guys want to kiss or like what is it?
You're jealous? I don't get it.
Yes.
No, you can kiss him.
Them.
For him.
Them.
Huh?
They, them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
You guys get an exclusive episode every single Friday. And subscribe to the new YouTube channel.
B3.
Because why wouldn't you? Tell them why they should, Matt.
Because we have a monkey. Sorry.
Okay.
We actually have two.
Make it three.
Can I be...
And a zookeeper.
Wow, that was actually good. Can't lie. So this is why. Because I know right now you're laughing. So... So subscribe. Send it to a friend, actually.
We're going to get canceled.
Why you keep looking at me? Send the link, share, link.
It's been your boy, Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl.
It's your boy, Michu.
And we'll see you guys next Mercoledes.
Au revoir. Salí con la amiga, dando vuelta por la city, con mi canción en la bocina, que me quiere ver y